Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Speaker of the US House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, tells a joint sitting of the Dáil and Seanad that nothing must happen to cause the return of a hard border with Northern Ireland. Midlands Northwest MEP Matt Carthy says the EU isn't moving fast enough to provide emergency support to those businesses and sectors that are being damaged by Brexit. We'll hear from Letterkenny-based Inspector Gretty Sheridan about the ongoing investigation following the arrest of three Romanian men as part of an organised crime investigation yesterday. And Frank McPrearty is to run for Fine Gael in the upcoming local elections. All those stories and more to come, and later at around about 5:15 we'll have the sports news with Kenny Harkin. Good evening. Nothing must happen to cause the return of a hard border with Northern Ireland. That was the message from the Speaker of the US House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, who addressed a joint sitting of the Dáil and Seanad this afternoon. She described the Good Friday Agreement as a beacon of peace to the rest of the world. And Speaker Pelosi said Brexit cannot be allowed to change that.
America will continue to stand with you in protecting the peace that the Good Friday Accords have realized. We must ensure that nothing happens in the Brexit discussions that imperils the Good Friday Accord, including but not limited to the seamless border between the Irish Republic and Northern Ireland.
Midlands Northwest MEP Matt Carthy said this afternoon the EU isn't moving fast enough to provide emergency support to those businesses and sectors that are being damaged by Brexit. He's calling on the EU to begin organising emergency support now, saying jobs are being lost and businesses are losing money, particularly those in the agri-food sector. Mr. Carthy says Ireland's EU Commissioner Phil Hogan isn't moving fast enough.
They have an onus and an obligation to be putting forward some form of package. I've questioned Phil Hogan on the need for a package for the agriculture sector, and his response only last month was, it's too soon to tell what type of package will be required. That's not good enough. We actually need to have assurances from the EU. Brexit has already had an impact. Jobs have been lost. Companies haven't invested, they haven't planned in the way in which they otherwise would have if Brexit weren't an issue. So I don't believe that it's possible to delay the outlining of what an emergency package will look like, because we have lots of sectors, the agriculture sector being the most prominent among them, that have a really genuine concerns about what Brexit might mean. And as a result of those concerns, they're not investing and they're not planning in the way in which they should be. They need some certainty. They're clearly not getting it from the British government, and therefore the EU has a responsibility to provide some of that certainty, that financial supports will be put in place if they're required.
Further investigations are continuing following the arrest of three men in Letterkenny yesterday as part of an investigation into organised crime. Garthy raided a house and found a number of items related to suspected fraud in Northern Ireland. The men who were arrested are aged 24, 25 and 31. All are Romanian nationals. Inspector Gretty Sheridan says their investigations are ongoing.
They are detained here at Letterkenny and Welford Garda Station under Section 50 of the Criminal Justice Act, which, you know, they can be detained for up to 7 days. During the search, then, fraud paraphernalia was seized, and that would have included suspected cloned credit cards issued in false names. There are other stolen credit cards, bank account details, false Romanian identity documents. There are mobile phones seized, credit card machines, till rolls, suspected stolen Irish and UK passports and driving licences. And also during the search then, there were two cars seized. It appears that they were bought on finance, on bank accounts opened in false names. This, I suppose, is, you know, a part of a cross-border and international investigation involving Europol and the PSNI. So it's a very, very, very significant seizure. Some elements of it would point to Northern Ireland, but with frauds, there's no borders, you know, and it's an international investigation. So it wouldn't just be Northern Ireland, it could be elements of it on this side of the border as well. So to keep that in mind as well. Seizures like this don't happen overnight, and there's been a lot of working on over the last while and liaison between the Garda here in Letterkenny and with the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau, and based in Letterkenny, which oversee this, the payment crime and counterfeit currency unit. So yeah, there's been liaison going on over the last few months.
And that was Inspector Gretty Sheridan. Councillor Frank McBurty has, as expected, been formally added to the Fine Gael ticket in the forthcoming local elections. It means three Fine Gael candidates will now contest the election in the Stranorlar area on May 24th. One of those three, Councillor Martin Harley, had previously said on Highland Radio that he would consider his position within Fine Gael if Frank McBurty were to be added to the ticket. However, Councillor Harley confirmed on today's 9 till noon show that he will not walk away from the party.
What I said was I would consider my position and that I would discuss it with my members. So I think, Billy, that's what I have done. I've discussed it with the members, and the members have said to me, Martin, why should you walk away from Fine Gael? Because at the end of the day, I intend to be in Fine Gael in 10 years' time. Whether people that are added on today or not are in Fine Gael 10 years' time, that's another story. Because
but your relationship with headquarters has soured, though. I mean, that's inevitable, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'm disappointed with that because, as you know, I've come on the radio and spoke about different issues regarding maybe decisions that the party have made, and I have stuck up for the party when it mightn't have been, it could have been the easy thing to stay away from the issues and not come on the air. But, I mean, as I say, I've stood up for the party on different occasions, so I feel a bit let down by the headquarters, but that's politics. We had decided at the convention that I would go on the ticket, and then another one would be added at a later date. So I'm sure when Gavin got on the ticket, he stood up and said, "Well, that's two of us on the ticket, and that is it." So suppose I spoke to Gavin last night when I got the news, and I said to Gavin that, well, sure, we have to get on. This is the hand of cards we're dealt, and we'll work hard to ensure that we get the Fine Gael people out to vote and all the people who want to vote for Fine Gael. And I think that's the important thing.
And that was Councillor Martin Harney there speaking to Greg Hughes. There has been another arrest in Strabane linked to an ongoing investigation into INLA activity. In a statement this afternoon, police say detectives from the PSNI's organised crime branch arrested a 49-year-old man and conducted a search of a property in the town earlier today. Police say he was arrested under Section 41 of the Terrorism Act 2000 on suspicion of a number of offences, including blackmail, membership of a prescribed organisation and being concerned in the supply of controlled drugs. He's being questioned at the serious crime suite at Musgrave Police Station. The Sinn Féin leader says if this government were in charge of rural electrification, everyone would still be sitting in the dark. It comes as Taoiseach Leo Varadkar confirmed the cost of the national broadband plan will be in the region of €3 billion. The initial plan was meant to cost just €500 million. Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald has been criticising the cost increases in Dáil interjections this week. And today she continued her onslaught on the Taoiseach.
Can I just say it is a small mercy that we were not reliant on the Taoiseach and his government for rural electrification, because there would still be a debate about Ardna Cruach and what it might. We would still be left in the dark, lighting a candle and hoping for the best.
A commission of investigation into mother and baby homes says it's not feasible to excavate a site where it believes 900 children are buried. It's been unable to establish the exact location of a burial site for children who died at Bessborough Home in Cork. The congregation who ran the home claim they don't know where the remains are. The commission believes the children are buried on the 60-acre site, but says it's not practical to excavate it. Children's Minister Catherine Zappone has urged anyone with information about any mother and baby home to come forward.
So my plea this morning, especially to the relevant people who may be out there, is this. Let us know where they are buried. Please come forward. Tell the truth. Let us acknowledge then, with that truth, that they lived and died, and maybe then finally they could be treated with dignity in death.
Local enterprise offices, including what's been described as a very vibrant and successful one in Donegal, have supported the creation of over 18,600 jobs nationwide since 2014. They've also approved and contributed funding to over 5,000 business and entrepreneurial projects. Oisin Gagan, the chair of the network of local enterprise offices, says they've played a very key role in fostering entrepreneurships right across the country.
We've come a long way in the last 5 years in the delivery of services to businesses. So local enterprise offices were established 5 years ago, and we've achieved a lot, and today we're celebrating that, all of the achievements by way of the impact that we have had both on startups and on growing businesses in helping them to develop their business.
A US congressman with Donegal roots says he hopes a solution can be found to normalise the status of tens of thousands of undocumented Irish people living in the US. Brendan Boyle, whose father hails from Glencullum Kill, was speaking to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show earlier today. He's part of a congressional delegation visiting Ireland, led by the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who, as he heard earlier, addressed the Dáil this afternoon. Congressman Boyle is the only member of Congress with an Irish-born patient. He's hopeful of progress on the undocumented issue.
On the one hand, I'm very proud that I'm the only member of Congress with an Irish-born parent. But on the other hand, that deeply concerns me in terms of what the future of the U.S.-Irish relationship could be, that given that how tight our immigration laws have become over the years, we continue this path of really making it so remarkably difficult for anyone from Ireland to emigrate to the U.S., and you see those numbers have plummeted over the last generation. Now, there is reason for hope. There's something called the E3 visas that up to 10,000 that are earmarked for Australia. Australia does not use all 10,000. We want to open up that process and allow Ireland to be able to access them. We passed that in the House of Representatives last December unanimously. Then it went to the Senate, where we had overwhelming support. But unfortunately, one Republican senator from Arkansas was able to block that legislation. So we're going to take another stab at it. I am hopeful and optimistic that ultimately we'll be able to get this done. I'm someone who would like to see full comprehensive immigration reform, period. But knowing that is a number of years off, especially with our current president, I think going this route through the E3 is probably the best best move.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive Easter sale, with an extra 30% off all sale items this Saturday the 20th, in store only at Station Roundabout Letterkenny.
14 minutes past 5 o'clock, we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. Starting with soccer, a place in the Champions League semi-finals is at stake for Manchester City and Spurs tonight. City, who are going for the quadruple clean sweep of trophies this season, trail Spurs 1-0 ahead of the second leg at the Etihad Stadium. Manager Pep Guardiola says he's proud of what his team has achieved already this season.
The only dream I have right now, the illusion to play this game, to be here, you know, to already finally mathematically qualify for the Champions League for next season. This is an incredible success for us.
Meanwhile, Tottenham captain Hugo Lloris is calling on his teammates to leave the pitch with no regrets in tonight's game. Lloris says they'll have to find a way to make the most of their advantage.
Try to enjoy this moment. The club, the fans, the players, the coaching staff, we are all excited to and ready to fight and try to make the history for our club.
Meanwhile, Liverpool, they take a 2-0 lead to Porto in the second leg of their quarter-final, with the winners set to face Barcelona in the last four. Reds boss Jurgen Klopp has been insisting his team will go to one rather than try to defend the lead. Joe Gomez, he could make his return for Liverpool tonight. The defender hasn't played since breaking his leg in December. Both those games kick off at 8 o'clock. In other news, anti-discrimination group Kick It Out say Ashley Young was the target of racist abuse on social media. They say it happened after he'd played for Manchester United's Champions League game last night in their defeat to Barcelona. United lost 3-0 in Spain to go out of the competition at the quarter-final stage. In some other news, Stephen Reid set to return to football with one of his former clubs. The former Republic of Ireland midfielder is to work as first-team coach at West Brom alongside interim manager James Shan. The Baggies announced this week that Shan would be continuing on until the end of the season. Reid has been out of work since leaving his role as coach at Crystal Palace due to personal reasons in September. The 38-year-old made over 80 appearances for West Brom as a player between 2010 and 2014, and he rejoins the club with them potentially one game away from securing a playoff spot. Meanwhile, in local soccer tonight, there's action in the Knock Alla Caravans Cup quarter-finals between Kildrum Tigers and Finn Harps. Kick-off tonight's at 6:45. Extra time and penalties will be needed to decide the tie. The winners move on to play Glengad in the semi-final. The other semi-final sees Bonagie take on Greencastle. Those ties will be played on Wednesday, the 1st of May. In the Ulster Senior League tonight, there's a big game for Cockhill Celtic. They can move within a point of securing the title. for another season when they host Derry City Reserves. 7 o'clock is the kickoff time on that one. Cock Hill just need 4 points from 3 games to retain the title following Letterkenny Rovers' loss to Bonagie last night. And there's 4 games down for decision in the Donegal Youth League. Letterkenny Rovers, they host Laggan Harps. Drumkeen, they're away to Ennis Celtic. Fannett make the short trip to Milford, and Swally Rovers there at home to Godore United. 6:30 is the kickoff time for those games. Moving on to Sport Ireland, they say the new FAI board will need to have independent members in order to change the culture in the organisation. The entire board is to step down this summer after serious concerns over governance at the organisation. It emerged yesterday that the FAI's auditors have reported the company for failing to keep proper accounts. CEO of Sport Ireland, John Tracy, says a culture change will take time.
The culture will take longer, and we realise that, but it's making sure that you bring in the expertise that's required. I would strongly, and I know the governance piece is only starting, but you need independent people.
Meanwhile, Sport Ireland recorded just one anti-doping violation in 2018. Of the total of 1,112 tests carried out last year, cycling was the most tested sport, with rugby second, athletics third, and GAA in fourth. The number of approved therapeutic use exemptions dropped from 27 to 24, but rugby still heads the table with 6 TUE application approvals last year. Meanwhile, in rugby, Marty Moore's season is over. Ulster have confirmed the prop will see a specialist this week after suffering an ankle ligament injury during last week's Pro 14 win away to Edinburgh. Jacob Stockdale sustained a hamstring injury during the game and is now a doubt for the playoff with Connacht. And Israel Folau is challenging Rugby Australia's decision to sack him and has requested a code of conduct hearing. The disgraced fullback was sacked following his latest series of a series of homophobic social media posts last week, despite saying he'd go along with what his God's will was regarding the controversy. Folau has decided to pursue an appeal against his dismissal. In cycling, Sam Bennett's impressive form in the Tour of Turkey has continued. The Irish rider won his second successive stage of this year's race, beating his Bora Hansgrohe teammate Felix Groschartner into second. It's Bennett's 6th stage victory overall this year and his 9th across the last 3 editions of the Tour of Turkey. In snooker, Michael Judge's hopes of reaching the first round proper of the World Championships have come to an end. The Dubliner lost his final round qualifier to James Cahill by 10 frames to 6, and winning, Cahill becomes the first ever amateur to reach the first round at the Crucible. And finally, for this evening in boxing, Anthony Joshua may need a new opponent for his heavyweight boxing debut in the USA. He's due to meet Jarrell Miller in June, but the American has given an adverse finding in a drug test sample. Both camps insist preparations are continuing for the fight at Madison Square Garden in New York. Katie Taylor's also due to have a unification fight on that card in June. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. And the next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. Donegal County Council has established a regeneration and development project team to look at derelict and vacant properties and examine ways of attracting investment for regeneration. Funding streams, including the Buy and Renew scheme, will be utilised for redevelopment with regards to social housing. Councillor Jerry McMonagall is hopeful that this new initiative will address a range of issues in the county.
Because this is the first time ever that the council has got a dedicated team to identify who are the owners, the actual owners of these buildings. And then there is within the council domain the powers around derelict sites and all, which can be used to get the current owners of these derelict houses to take responsibility for the dereliction. And through that, the council will be able to inform them what's available to them in relation to grants. And if they sell, then the council will be in a position to buy, and they would regenerate them and put them back in for social housing. So it's very much welcome, Greg, and it's something, as I say, we've been working on.
And finally, Russell's Community College in Dunloe has been given the go-ahead for a 650 square metre special education needs space. No figure has been put on the project. We understand it's set to cost in excess of €1 million to plan and construct. This latest decision allows the project go to detailed design. Documents will now be drawn up after the project was approved by the Department of Education. Fine Gael candidate Evelyn Sweeney says the work is very important.
This confirmed major project in the Rosses Community College, which involves a special education needs space at the Dunloe campus. There's three new special education classrooms with assisted user toilets and shower blocks, practical activity rooms, a new multi-sensory room, staff office toilets and storerooms. And for the outside, there's a sensory garden and a secure hard and soft play area, plus 9 additional car parking spaces. So it's fantastic news for Dunloe.
Weather forecast, it'll be dry this evening and tonight with a few patches of mist and fog developing. Lowest overnight temperatures 5 to 7 degrees Celsius, light or moderate easterly winds. Tomorrow Thursday, dry with some good sunny spells developing in light or moderate easterly winds. It'll be warmer tomorrow, highest temperatures hitting 13 to 17 degrees Celsius. And looking at the main stories in brief this evening, the Speaker of the US House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, has told a joint sitting of the Dáil and Shannon that nothing must happen as a result of Brexit, which could cause the return of a hard border with Northern Ireland. She said the Good Friday Agreement is sacrosanct, describing it as a beacon of peace to the rest of the world. Midlands Northwest MEP Matt Carthy says the EU isn't moving fast enough to provide emergency support to businesses and sectors that are being damaged by Brexit. He says Commissioner Phil Hogan and the rest of the EU Commission must move more quickly to put supports in place. Garthy are still investigating the discovery of items related to suspected fraud in Northern Ireland. Three Romanian men were arrested yesterday following a search of a house which yielded an amount of paraphernalia. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 17th of April. The death has occurred in the Donegal Hospice of Sean McDevitt, Carrickfinn, Kincashla. His remains will repose at his father's home in Carrickfinn from 10 o'clock tomorrow. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock. Funeral service on Saturday morning at 11 in Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and also on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Sean Medlin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Tony Gallagher, Leigh Garrow, Aranmore Island. His remains will repose at Medlin's funeral home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, with removal at 11:30, going to the 12 noon ferry to Aranmore Island, where he'll repose at his late residence. Funeral service on Saturday at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Eugene McGuinness, Benbulbin Lodge, Sligo, and formerly of Port na Cross, Killy Beggs. His remains will repose at his brother Martin's residence at Port na Cross from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. this evening, and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Removal on Friday morning at 11:30 to St Mary's Church, Killy Beggs, for service at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has taken place of Jeannie Canning, formerly of 2 Edgewater New Buildings. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Tony Floyd, 37 Barrack Street, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 11:15 for service in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 11:30. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Laura Gallagher Brennan, Drumla Ditch, Letchimacha Ward. Her remains are reposing at her late residence, with rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Service on Good Friday morning at 11 in St Cronus Church, Dunloe, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery, Letchimacha Ward. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Willie Elliott, 49 Main Street, Sion Mills. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow evening at 5:30 to St Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, with service on Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Mickey O'Donnell, Anya, Clara, Isle of Doe, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his daughter Anne and son-in-law Eugene's residence at Clara, Isle of Doe. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for service at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Paddy Kennedy, Carrickcleeva, Ardra. His remains are reposing at his niece Breed McHugh's residence at Carrickcleeva, Ardra. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for funeral liturgy at 3 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Harbour Lights Comfort Fund, care of Derek McCabe, funeral director, Ardra. The death has occurred of George Baskin, late of 88, Strabane Road, Castlederg. George's remains are reposing at his son and daughter-in-law Noel and Doreen's residence at 16A Learmore Road, Castlederg. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for service at 2 o'clock in Castlederg Elam Church, followed by interment in Castlederg Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Faith Mission in Ireland or Dementia UK, care of Noel Baskin. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Rose McBride, née Tracy, 54, Castlegrange Park, Strabane, and formerly of Gallen Newton Stewart. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for service in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Teenage Cancer Trust, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has occurred of Catherine Mahoney, née McHugh, Killult, Falkara and London. Catherine's remains are reposing at her home in Maharoorty, Gortha-Hawke, with rosary tonight at 10 o'clock. Removal from there tomorrow morning to Christ the King Church, Gortha-Hawke, for funeral service at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Inquiries to McLaverty Funeral Directors, Gortha-Hawke. The death has taken place of Donna McBride, Legnahuri Kilmacrennan, son of Paul and Fina McBride. Mass of the Angels will take place at 12 noon tomorrow in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Colum Fletcher, 107 Naylor's Row, Buncrana, and formerly of Duck Row, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there tomorrow at 1:15, going to St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for service at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Bridie Barber, 14 St. Agnes Terrace, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:15 to St. Mary's Chapel, Cock Hill, for ceremony at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight.